This segment is proudly brought to you by Capital Air.
You are listening to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, respected listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. We welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today in South Africa is the 12th of Ramadan, 1446, and that is corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 13th of March, 2025. Other areas of the world, Islamically, it's the 13th of Ramadan, 1446. Today, our topic is going to be on a few issues. One is we're going to be speaking on i'tikaf, on fitrah, on fidya, all of these issues, inshallah. If you have questions as well, you can send it through to the number 084-786-3132. If in a foreign country, the number is +27 84 786 3132. Also, in this month of Ramadan, which we are encouraged to make a lot of dua, it is also Shahrud Dua, the month to make lots of dua. So you engage in dua for the world, what's happening globally, and our Muslims suffering in various countries, Sudan and Palestine, other areas of the world as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib, Hafidhullah. Mufti Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa nazaikum. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Sahib, focusing on i'tikaf, the last 10 days, fitrah and fidya, we'll start off with i'tikaf. Mufti Sahib, what's the meaning of i'tikaf?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 12th of Ramadan here in South Africa, Southern Africa, Mauritius, and few other countries, and most countries, most cities. Today, Thursday, is the 13th of Ramadan, 1446, in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak. And gradually now, or rapidly, we are reaching the halfway mark. So let's just use this as introduction before we discuss about i'tikaf and others. So tonight, what should we do? Tonight, what should we do? So remember that it's a month of Quran, it's a month of the Hafiz, the Hufaz, and so forth. So many people, our Mawlana Zahid Khan, one day he told me, he went to the Ijtima, I think it was in Mias Farm, and then he got inspired. So you must remember that when he got inspired, then that's when how he decided, let me go study, become an alim, and so. But still, that's halfway job. I told him he must become Ali Hafiz also. So, but anyway, it's a good thing he did that. So, you must remember that. Is right what I said?
Chi.
Yeah.
To grow a beard, I started at the Ijtima.
See, he grew beard, everything, mashallah. So, before that, he was a master, now he's a Maulana, you see. So, mashallah. So, you must remember that. Almighty Allah gives hidayat. Allah give us hidayat, give everybody hidayat also. So that is priority number one. Therefore, every rakat of every salat, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. So now, when we know, so how many of our sons, how many of our daughters, we just take our Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, when we started our timetable for Ramadan, I said, no, I want Shurim in the morning. 9 to 10. Why? Because nobody hears him now. He's no more Imam, nothing. 33 years he was Imam of the Haram Sharif in Makkah Mukarramah. So he came to Darum Newcastle, mashallah, we translated for him. And then in the palace also we together, I met him with the left and so forth. And remember that pick, you know, Qadi Sahib and Sheikh and all that. So we said, no, wonderful recital of Quran. Then, and he's in Makkah, right? Then another big Sheikh, now more people never even heard his name, is Sheikh Ayub al-Barmawi. He's from Burma and Aslan, you know, originally. Then he was there in Medina, and the king heard him and said, no, he must read, you see, perform Taraweeh. So they, and not the Taraweeh, 10 rakats, 20 rakats they gave him, one shot. And the Master Sheikh Abdul Aziz Sali, you understand? So his son-in-law objected, and he was gone blind. So he said, I want 10. He said, who's speaking? He said, he said, you fired straight to me. He fired his own son-in-law. He said, you won't make imamat now, finish. You understood? I'm telling you 20, you want to come challenge me? You see, so that time they had rob also, you know, and this type of things there. So imagine a non-Saudi and is given the sharaf and honor of reading 20 rakats, one shot. And not once, several years he read, you know. So mashallah, but one sheikh passed away, they made sure they get rid of him. You must remember that. So your sheikh was standing with him and he told him, you must stand next to me. Understood? Yeah, in Taraweeh time. Nobody will tell you anything. So, I mean, for the Saudis, it's a big blow to the ego, you know. And so therefore, so one we got Makkah, one Medina. You see, that one plays 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the morning, you know. Sheikh Ayub Barmawi, so like that. So the first message I want to give you is this, that I read, not in Ramadan, but other times. So how long it takes? 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you don't understand. So you read Surah Yasin. Now Yasin takes you how long? 3-4 minutes, right? Then after that you read Surah Dukhan. Surah Dukhan, 2 minutes, you must remember 2-3 minutes, if you know it by heart. And thereafter you read Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, another 2-3 minutes. And then Surah Mulk, another 2 minutes. 10 minutes, you finish 10-12 minutes. So you must remember that. So if you know it by heart, read it 4 rakat salat, like how you read the 4 rakat sunnat muakkada before Zuhr. This salat is nafil salat, voluntary salat. So you read 4 rakat, Surah Fatiha, Surah Yasin, Surah Fatiha, Surah Dukhan, chapter 44, 25th Supara. Then you read Surah Fatiha and then Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. Surah Fatiha, Surah Mulk. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu complained, his memory was getting weak, you see. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, hadith in Tirmidhi, open Fadail Quran, Salatan or Khamsan or Sab'an. You must do it for 3 consecutive weeks or 5 weeks or 7 weeks. You see, he did it. And thereafter he came, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now my memory is good, inshallah, I don't forget now. You see? So now how many youngsters that you're hafiz, you're performing Taraweeh, but you're nervous. So read, Allah will give you that confidence, inshaAllah. It's all about our ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. We must connect ourselves with Allah Ta'ala, you see. So do that tonight, my son, my daughter, okay? Yasin, Dukhan, Alif Lam Mim Sajda, chapter 32, and Surah Mulk, chapter 67, all right? So that is what we must do. Second one, abandon Durood Sharif. The best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best night of the week and the best month of the year. Subhanallah, everything is best, 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 best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See? So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will accept it inshallah from all of us. Then read Surah Kahf. You see, nowadays South Africa, the budget also, they presented it yesterday. Most probably Parliament is going to reject it. Most of the parties rejected it already, you see. So it won't pass through. So now again, we become a banana republic, a failed state, you know. So that hopeless people, this, I mean, you know, characters, you understood. So now you got load shedding. Then they got water shedding. You know, last week, Friday, we had janaza. I was in Tongat, and they tell me about the water problems. Then I meet people from Vietnam. They tell me about theirs. So it's, you can't believe, man, how, you know, so many years now the water problem and all that is going on. So all these places here. So anyway, cut long story short. So tonight you read Surah Kahf. Man qara'a Surah Al-Kahf laylat al-Jumu'ah adaa lahu min an-nur ma baynahu wa bayn al-bayt al-atiq. We are in Lanesia. Allah Jalla Wala will bless you with nur, radiance, effulgence from here, Johannesburg lands, writer, Makkah Mukarrama, Baytullah. How many thousand kilos is that? And the hadith is mentioned by Imam Darimi in his Sunan. You see that? Sunan al-Darimi. I have a copy of that. So anyway, you must remember that what Allah said. And Imam Darimi is no small person. He's Ustad of Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah. He's all buried there, Uzbekistan. So we should know this. And read Aksiru minas salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah. Abandon Durood Sharif. Increase it. So the tongue should be moist. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see. So we can do all these things here, inshallah. So Allah give us tawfiq. Let us speak now, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, about itikaf. So question one, when will itikaf start? So itikaf will start tomorrow is 13th, so next week Friday is 20th. So next week Friday, before sunset, you or mu'takif or brothers sitting for itikaf, you must be in the masjid. For those in South Africa, Southern Africa, New Zealand, Mauritius, those of you in other countries where today is already the 13th, so next week Thursday, before sunset, you must be in the masjid already. You see that? You make your intention, Ya Allah, I'm going to sit for itikaf, lillahi ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala, and the last 10 days. So subhanallah, you get the reward, ka hajjatain wa umratain. Two Hajj and two Umrah, open Targhib wa Tarheeb, and you know all these famous Hadith Kitab. So you, the Hadith is weak, but it's acceptable, you understand? So you must remember that. So that is one issue. Second issue is that what is the meaning in the lexicon, in the dictionary, of Etikaf? Etikaf means a loop through, that you stay somewhere, you wait and so forth. So you see the Quran Sharif speaks about itikaf in various places. I read for you. So Almighty Allah teaches us Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. Today you tell people clean the masjid. They feel it's beyond their dignity. You say the muazzin must do so. The imam, the Bilal must do though. You know they call them Bilal. So every way in Cape Town, they go, what's the Bilal? You see? So people who don't know, they wonder what they're talking about. You know? So the Bilal, they mean this. So yeah, Allah told Wahidna ila Ibrahim wa Ismaila. We took the pledge and the covenant from Nabi Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam. Antahira, both of you, father and son, you must clean my house, litta'ifin, for those who perform tawaf, wal aqifin, those who make itikaf, wal ruka is sujood, those who make ruku, sujood there. Sajda, ruku, and ruku, sajda, read salat there. So chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 125. You see? So itikaf. Now, there's another masla, write it down, you students, ulama. Very interesting it is. Quran Kareem teaches us, write it down, you, Samosa, it will help you long in loving life. Wala tubashiruhunna. وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. When you say you are in itikaf, like now we are fasting now, so no eating, no drinking, no husband-wife business, no hanky-panky, isn't it so? So till sunset. So now you must make zikr. Then night time, you can make zikr. You understood? So then you can fulfill the conjugal rights of your wife and all these things here. But itikaf, daytime, nighttime, you can't make hanky-panky business. You see that? So in itikaf, see Quran says, وَلَا تُبَاشِرُهُنَّ. Don't touch them skin to skin. Don't tell your wife, come here my poppy, I give you a nice kiss, French kiss, German kiss, Japanese kiss. No, you can't touch her with lust also, you must remember this. See, you can talk to her, but no all smooching and touching and all these things. Wow, حَالِيَّ whilst. Antum akifuna fil masajid, whilst you are sitting in the masajid. From here, the ulama have proven, la itikafa illa fil masajid. You can't make itikaf at home. You can't make itikaf in the Islamic center. You can't make itikaf in a musalla. You can't make itikaf in Jamaat Khana. People use all these terms. I don't like to use it because it is to do with this Aga Khanis. Take all their place of worship, Jamaat Khana. And if you want a reference of it, Allama Kasani, rahimahullah, in Bada'i'u Sana'i, he has mentioned this. You see that? So how Imam Malik says, tomorrow is Jumu'ah. Imam Malik says, for the validity of Jummah Salat, then the Jummah Salat must be performed in a masjid. I wonder if Imam Malik was alive today, and we told him, Sheikh Imam Malik, we got ishtima 20,000, 30,000, 100,000, 1 million people come. So now what you going to say about that now? You see, now that will become a big issue. You see that? What will you say, Imam Malik? You see, that day in Mina, you know, that now we did Jummah. You must remember, in the tents, in the Mukhayyamat. So you must remember that. But anyway, now that is between him and Allah Ta'ala. Our job is to explain to you what the mazhab is. We don't pass fatwa on that. But why we mention it? To show you that if you got an option to read Jummah Salat in Masjid or Islamic Center or Musalla, then you must go to the Masjid. You see that? Then you know according to everybody is done. But majority scholars, they say it's permissible. Whether it's Musalla, whether it's Islamic Center, whether it's open field, all that, like the Ijtima and all that. So, but even Malik is strict. He says it must be Masjid. But for Etikaf, there's consensus. All the scholars agree that it must be a Masjid. Then now that begs the question then, what is the meaning of Masjid? Masjid means the land, the sand, the structure, everything head to toe, you know. Min al-farshi ila al-arsh, min al-arshi ila al-farsh. Everything belongs to Allah Ta'ala. It don't belong to you. You can be the donor. You gave the land. You paid for the building. You can become trustee. You can become the official, director, whatever you want. But you're not the owner. Wa anna al-masajida lillah. The masajid belongs solely, only, exclusively to Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. You see that? So now, once you understood that, so now, okay, now I know Darul Newcastle, you understand, before they didn't have Masjid. So Masjid only came out 1990, 1991 and all that around there. So you must remember they had Musalla, Jamaat Khan, people come sit for itikaf. So then I told them that this is not permissible. Then they went Mu'asema, this, that, all. So anyway, if people sat in a musalla or not, we'll say Allah will reward you for nafil i'tikaf. Understand? But even nafil i'tikaf, strictly speaking, must be in a masjid, you understand? But we say, chalo gunjaish nikalti hai, you understand? You can make some plan, some maneuvering and whatever you want to call it, some scope for that. But you, it's not a sunnat i'tikaf, definitely not. So you must be clear on that issue. Now we come to the definition. What is the definition of i'tikaf? Al-lubsu fil masjid. You see, that you must stay in the masjid, daytime, nighttime, right through. Your starting time is on the 20th Saum, 20th fast, before sunset, before your azan, before sunset, you must be in the masjid. And when will you leave the masjid? When it is announced that tomorrow is Eid day. So now after 29 days, they saw the moon, announcement is made, that is confirmed that tomorrow is Eid al-Fitr. Now you start dismantling everything. Go to your wife, go to your popi, go to your darling, and you can give her one Eid present also at night. You understood? Because a hungry man is an angry man, you know. So now he didn't see his wife so long. So you give a double Eid present, nighttime and daytime, you see that? So mashallah, you can do that as well. Or 30 days. And every 30 days, you don't have to read moon and all that story. So after 30 days, after sunset, after Maghrib Salat, dismantle, go home. So that is how your starting and ending will work. So that now the question arises about ladies. There are 3-4 questions I have to answer. Still, you understood? Then one question came this morning also. Where must the ladies sit? You understand? For i'tikaf. So the Shafi's, Maliki, somebody, they say the masjid. And if you look at Tirmizi, you look at Mishkat, you look at. So where did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's wife sit? They didn't sit in the house. They sat in the masjid. You understood? So you must remember, that is, we make all funny ta'weed and all that. So no, that wasn't the house, it was masjid. So that's why Nabi alayhi salam, one day so many wives said, he got so upset, he said, ah, bir aradna, what you want, piety? If they were sitting in the house, what the objection? You understand? So you must remember that. So you're taking so much space here and all that. So take everything away. So that is the dalil, obviously. So the only Hanafis say, from the four schools, that the women can sit in the house for i'tikaf. You got it? So she also must designate a place. She mustn't say the whole house and the whole garden and everything is there. Then, I mean, it becomes a mockery, you must remember. Then she'll sit for i'tikaf and she's busy hosing the garden and all that, you remember. So just say, this room here is my mu'takaf, the place where I'm making i'tikaf. You got? So that is one issue. Second issue, this was the question that came this morning, I answered him. This brother said that I made intention for sunnah i'tikaf last 10 days. But his parents are old, sickly, 70, 80, 90, whatever. He didn't specify, I'm just elaborate. Now one of them, they pass away, 25th, 27th, 26th. Now what? So now I break my i'tikaf, I go for janazah, burial. Then what happens? You made intention, our brother Suleiman Esau, that for i'tikaf, right, the last 10 days. Then after 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, his father passed away. His father passed away a long time. So we just give example, his father passed away. So in a case like that, now he should break his i'tikaf, he'll go janazah, he'll go graveyard, all these things. Now what? What are the consequences of that? So Shafi's, Maliki's, somebody say nothing. La qazaa fil i'tikaf, it's sunnah, you must remember. So if you do it, it's good, you don't do it also. It's tincture, you understand, it's all right. The fatwa of the Hanafis is this, if you broke your i'tikaf, li'uzrin or bighayri uzrin, whether you got valid excuse or not, that's a separate issue. But you broke your i'tikaf, so the fatwa of the Hanafis is, you must make 1 day qaza only. So whether you broke it on the 22nd, or you broke it on the 25th, or you broke it on the 28th, so 1 day qaza. Whether in Ramadan or out of Ramadan. See that? So now it's better you do it in Ramadan. So how is 1 day qaza? From Maghrib to Maghrib, you must be in the masjid. You got it? And you must be fasting also. So in Ramadan is fasting. So just go before Maghrib and stay there till Maghrib finish. If you're doing it after that, so after Eid, for example, then now you kept all your fast. So you got Shawwal fast, you understand? So keep the Shawwal fast. And in that way there you are fasting and you're going to be in the masjid from Maghrib to Maghrib. See? So that is the fatwa of the Hanafis. When man afsada i'tikafahu, for that person who nullified, who broke his i'tikaf, bi uzrin or bi ghayri uzrin, with a valid excuse or not. So that is how we should. Next question comes, Mawlana Zahid Khan, Dam Barakatuhu, that a person, he, like we now, we just is part of our system, you understand? And we went to Pakistan to study, 74. So it's our musti, you understood? I can give you the names also, but it'll embarrass them. So I can tell you, I know him, I know him, I know him, I know him, I know it is. So we're about 10 South Africans. So you know how we sit in a madrasa. The ustad sit on the floor, then you have the tipai on the right, you have the tipai, tipai means bench, then on the left, and in the middle you have. So we all used to rush to sit in the middle. So, but why? We say we want to see the teacher. But that was Kali Kali. That was just one of the excuses. We didn't want to sit next to the Pakistani too much. We can't say all, but we definitely can say some. Some of them don't bat the whole week, only Friday. Understood? Now, definitely there's a certain smell, you know, and you know, and we feel, like a guy like me, I'm very sensitive on this, you understand? So this was our masjid. We don't want to, so we all sit in front, like big chiefs, so we can see the teacher and so forth. And so now, for us, is our nature. Now, every day we have to shower. If you don't shower, it's something like you gone nuts over it. Why didn't you shower? It's not some Islamic requirement. It's just our personal hygiene. You understand? So then, isn't we do that every day? So that, but now there, now things have changed, obviously. I'm speaking 50 years ago. So they used to take bath, most of them, only Friday. You see? So now the question arises, you want to sit for etiquette, but you want to take shower. You want to bath. Can you bath all that, leave your motakaf, your masjid area, go there with a shower, bathroom? So this will break your fast. To break your etikaf. Your fast is valid. Your etikaf is broken. That is the Hanafi fatwa. You understand? So according to Hanafis, it will break. You must remember these things there. Because you're not taking that ghusl in the masjid. You're taking it outside the masjid. You have to walk so far. It's not attached to the masjid or something. So anyway, so that is all unnecessary. Now, how can you take a ghusl in the masjid? It's easy. So you put cloth, understand? So the masjid musallas, they don't get polluted. You see? You wear your lungi. And then you have your dhol, you have your bucket and all. So there's water there inside. And then you just take that jug and you put on your face cloth. And then you dampen your face, you dampen your hands, dampen your body like that. And so your ghusl is done. Understand? You see, Miasfam, these kind of things, they're very sharp. Go now today, this week here, to Jami Masjid. You won't find a basin there. On the 20th fast, you will see suddenly a basin comes out. You understand? Proper basin. And they put a pipe and everything there. Now that basin is inside the masjid, where the boundary of the masjid ends. So there the basin is there. But that basin only comes out lil mu'takifin, ay fil ashril awakhir, in the last 10 days. You see? So people now, they want to eat. So go wash your hands. After eating, they want to wash their hands. You see? People feel that now I touch something or did and wash my hands. So now you're going there up and down 5 times, 10 times a day. So it's no problem. It's part of the masjid. You see, now that's very good thinking. You must see another masla. I'm trying to explain to you, when you have mutawallis, you have imams who got basarat and basirat. They got sight and vision and they got insight also. Hazrat Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Shaykhul Hadith Nawwar Allah Marqadahu came to South Africa just for whole Ramadan. Mawlana Gardi, White River, he went before time there, you understand, to Medina to fetch Shaykh. Shaykh went to Medina 73. So Hazrat Shaykh told him, I'm coming there, what are you doing here? He said, no. Ek dalil ki zarurat hai. See, Mugabri very sharp also. So now you'll need one dalil. I'll show you all the ropes and the road. So now very good. The side who's controlling, Commander-in-Chief, Mawlana Yusuf Tutla. So both are khulafa, Awazad Sheikh. You see, like that. So all this happened and all these things. So then I said, now that I just started teaching, this is all Allah's fazal, you know. 80 was Dalum, Theobans, Sat Sala Jalsa. They are centenary Jalsa. Now when they had it? In March, in 1980. Subhanallah, I looked at the dates. I said, this is tops, I can go. So I went to Hazrat Mawlana Salimullah Khan Sahib. He should like me. I told Hazrat, mujhe aana hai, Hazrat ke khadim ke taur par. I said, aap tashreef lae. What a historic trip that was. Every Pakistani Maulana you could think of was in that. Special trains they made, charter, and they had helicopters flying, you understand, from Delhi to Deoband, and Indira Gandhi came for the Jalsa, and what, you know, I'm not saying it's jais, I'm just telling you what happened. Now for me, I never miss one lesson of hadith. But Allah's help, Allah's mercy, not one. So whether it was Mishkat, whether it was the 10 kitab we did in Dora, Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, Nasai, Ibn Majah, Mu'ta Malik, Mu'ta Muhammad, and Tahawi, and Musnad Abi Hanifa. Only we did Musnad Abi Hanifa, no madrasa in all Pakistan. And I maybe in the world also. The Ustad of Muqasim Shema in 1937, Hazrat Muhammad Aziz Ahmad Bihari, he taught us. You see? So he said, I'm going to teach you all this kitab, you must listen. I still got my copy somewhere. And you must remember, you won't be exempt. So students should tell him the kitab, no, they're very happy. How the students shouldn't come also. Understand? First, they say, Chutti, think, hey, Babaji. Babaji, don't take the hazardy, you understand? So you know, I'm 90 years old, 95 years old now. Where is the breakhead? So like that it was. So I never must one. Period, never mind day. On period also, I never must. Allah sahab, Allah shukr. Every day I make shukr, Allah maka shukr kullu wa lakalam. I'm the gunagar at me, you know, we sinners. But Allah ta'ala gave us tawfiq. So anyway, so now I want to go for Jalsa. I see when this Jalsa is taking place, when Farooqia, Jamia Farooqia announced his Sheshmai examination. You know, Simai, Sheshmai and Salana. So it was second term exam. So I told Mohana, I'm going to come with you. He said, yeah, he didn't speak nothing about the exam. And then, so I didn't have to worry about the exam. He said, you come with. You see? I said, tops. And I went bus also. So I made sure, and I came back by plane. You see? Train was going time. Coming back now, what train? I just come by plane, you see? So you must remember like that. So much. So I don't miss any dars and all that. So that was. So 81, the Alum Newcastle closed for Ramadan. 82 also they closed. That's the year my father passed away. So it was very good. I could stay with my mother, give her moral support, all that. You know, they need all that. So the other brothers, all, you understand, got their own homes and all that. So I said that all the people are going. I'll go the last 10 days, the odd nights, I want to be away by Sheikh. So 21st night, 23rd, 24th, 27th. And after 27, I came back for Eid and all that to Heidelberg. You see? But I made sure that 27 night and then I must be there. Now what used to happen there is all to do with etikafdas. Allah gave them jazai khair, the trustees of staying in masjid and then. So mashallah, we lectured there many a time, you know. So janaza take place. Now you know Hanafis are a bit strict on this. When you read Salatul Janaza in the Ahnaf according to Hanafis, then the janaza, the mayyit, cannot be in the masjid. It must be outside. Right? So they got the masjid. So this is the masjid. Right? And then they got their doors there. Then they got others there outside. Like our Jami Masjid. Inside is the red musalla. Then the glass doors. Then outside is the green. But that outside is also part of the masjid. You see? So now what they did there in Stenger, that one half is part of the masjid and the other half is not part of the masjid. Are you understanding?
Hmm.
Yeah. So this is very good thinking. So now janaza come. Now Sheikh is there, thousands of people are there. Now you have to do janaza salat. So they just put the janaza in that portion behind the window, behind the glass doors, and it is all out of the masjid, technically speaking. Good thinking.
True.
And those people who are sitting for itikaf, they also sit there and stand there in where? In the masjid area. You see the good thinking? Huh?
True.
Yeah. So that is very sharp thinking, you must remember. Maulana Iti Shahmulak Tanvi, he also was very sharp in this. His masjid was different compared to the Pakistani masjids. You understand? He had facilities for ladies. Chumma time that ladies come, 27 night, thousands of people from Quetta and from where you heard Quetta and all that is in news now recently. Thousands of kilos, hundreds of kilos people come, buses and buses. Whole night session they got. Then you read that, chalte, pelte, Allah, 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 and the whole masjid is crying and making dua and the lights go off. And then, so I said, I must go now. stood 1 hour, 27 hours, let's go see what's happening. Laysa al-khabaru kal-mu'ayyana. And I used to go every Friday, 5 years plus minus. See, he was Khatib of Pakistan. 1 hour he stayed in lecture. Then in the last 1-2 years, he passed away in 1980. So say from 77 onwards, 76, 77 onwards, tell his son Tanwirulak, he's the one big sheikh now. So he told me, Tanwir, his son, okay, before I lecture, you must lecture for 15 minutes. So his son come. He still take his hour, but his son comes, you understand, he speak. He imitate his father also. But you can make out that his knowledge is not that the ammuk, you see, and the depth that his father had. His father is, but one thing I never ever heard him saying, he is, you must remember, student of Hazrat Madani, Sheikh al-Islam, Hazrat Muhammad Hussain Ahmad Madani, who passed away in 57. But not once I heard him. Because why? They're all Tanwis. You understood? So you see, this is our internal business. If I'm a Tanwi, then I can't take his name. And then I don't agree with all these things. You understand? The man taught you Bukhari or what else and all that. Now, at least you take his name, is good. But not once you take his name. You understood? He'll take more Tanwi's name. Hazrat Hakimul Ummat de Farmaya. And he'll shake his head also like that. And he read poetry, he shake his head. Rumine farmaya. He gets in a josh, you know. And the poetry he reads in Farsi, yeah? And Urdu, and sometimes Arabic, very seldom, but mostly Farsi and Urdu and that. I used to be sick. I say, let me go for the lecture of Tanwi. I'll feel better also. You see, I go there, I come back with first class. He start reading, oh, master. So you must remember, so that was well planned, you see. So that is how we went there all. And that was Sheikh's last itikaf. First Shaban came, 1982, Sheikh passes away. So from 73 to 82, Sheikh was in Medina. You heard it now? So these certain big, great people, you know, big people, Aikibar, Min Kibaril Ulama, Min Kabgaril Ashkhas. So these few things you must remember about them. That their dates and thus and all. We can't remember when our father passed away. You ask people today, when your father? I think it's over 9 years ago. The father was, I said, no, I think it's 10 years ago. 10 years ago, you understand? So how you can even father your father's date you don't remember? You understood? So this everything. It shows his bear wafai. We're not even loyal to our own parents in this type of thing. So that is a big problem. Then another question regarding itikaf, you must remember, is this. Now, janaza salat, I explained to you. Now, this is called, you must write down these terms, you mozaid. These are jewels to help you in life. It's called mas'alatul ishtirat. You know what is mas'alatul ishtirat? Mas'alatul ishtirat is this. Itikaf is starting next week, Friday evening, right? So Thursday, I see the condition of my beloved mother. Oh, I see the condition of my beloved father. And the condition of them, one of them, both of them, is deteriorating, is going from bad to worse. You see, now I come and sit for itikaf. Then I make ishtirat. Ya Allah! If my father passes away, Ya Allah, if my mother passes away, then I will go for the janaza and the burial and I'll come back and continue my itikaf. See? Like that. So now you must remember that is that permissible? So Shafi's, Hanbalis, and they say permissible. It's flexible for them. So if you do that, you went for janaza, you went to graveyard, you went there all. So all will be acceptable. But Hanafis say, not permissible. You understanding, Mawzaid?
Sure.
So Hanafis, even if you stipulated the condition and you went out, your itikaf will still break. So one day qaza will be compulsory. One day means 24 hours.
So right? I have just a quick question. Will a person return back and carry on his itikaf as normal?
That's what they say. Hmm. You understand? That's the meaning of ishtirah. You come back and carry on as normal. That is the benefit of it.
Hmm.
Understood? Like that. And your itikaf is valid. That's what Shafi and Imam Hanbali were saying. You understood? You call it masalatul ishtirat. You see? So that is permissible. Hanafi is enough. Another masla, now this masla actually, sometime I don't want to say the masla on air, but then the hadith comes in my heart, you see. If Allah gave you knowledge and you make kitman of it, it's not good also, you hide it, you know. So you, Hazrat Maulana Zahid, Damat Barakatuhum, Ata'alallahu Lihiyatahu, you're going to give a lecture this week Friday, or next week Friday. And your topic is Aitikaf. You see, this week Friday we're going where? Triqat. Next week Friday, you know that Ahmed Mayfair, you met him?
Chee.
In my, we call him Ahmed Mayfair. But he moved from Mayfair. Ahmed Abdi. He's supposed to be Abdullah. But they make Abdi. You see, Somali style, you know. So, or South African style. I don't know where it is registered like that. So, anyway, he arranged already for next week and all that. But I'm not sure which masjid and that. So, anyway, we'll announce it anyway. So, let's carry on. You see, tomorrow we're going to Triqat.
Sure.
So I contacted Qasim. Qasim is a big shot there. Qasim Osman there. I told Qasim Hashim and whatever. I said, Qasim Ba, you know I'm coming, no? I'm coming to fulfill my promise. But you must do something. He said, what you want? I say, you don't have that live streaming. This was last week. By Wednesday, Thursday, it must be working and kicking. I say, it's working, inshallah. They brought the brand new system, everything. Understood? And they put it there. They're multi-millionaires, what is it? Understood? I said, not for me. That any alim comes, any program you all have there, Jumma time, Taraweeh, you understand? Put it on that so people can listen. How happy the children are. My father is reading Taraweeh. How happy the sisters will be that my brother is reading Taraweeh. How happy the parents will be. My son is reading Taraweeh. They can hear at home. You understand? Like that, the women folk we're speaking about. Like that. So there are many little benefits in it, mashallah. Allah reward these people who thought of this live masjid and that, you know. So for me, I don't understand anything about that. So but he bought it and it's functioning, inshallah. We hope it will play properly tomorrow. Inshallah, inshallah, al-Aziz. Now the masla I want to tell you is this, Mahazahid. But I'm a little bit, you understand, reluctant, but we'll say it. You see, Imam Abu Hanifa is very strict on this masla. That's why every masjid, this Jami masjid, I made a big noise. So now they put a little bit small. You must put a board which is the boundary of the masjid. So the mutakifin can know, otherwise they will walk around everywhere. Understand? So that's another thing we must inform the imams, the trustees, by is 1 week left now before Etikaf starts. So make sure you've got big, big boards there. From here to there is the boundary of the masjid, conspicuous places. Otherwise the mutakifin. Now that mota, he just went out, you know, of the masjid. By mistake, he went out. Without, according to Imam Hanifa, Etikaf is broken. 1 day qaza. So it's very strict, isn't it so? Because it's very easy to go out of the masjid without realizing also. You see, like that. And all. But Sahibain and Shafi's and them, they say no. They say 6 hours, 7 hours, you go out and all that, they come back, your Etikaf is all right. So, understood? So now if you tell people 6 hours, 7 hours, they'll see that it stops. So I can go shop and come back and all this type of... You see, that's a big problem with that. But the fatwa we will give according to Imam Abu Hanifa's verdict. If you give according to Sahibain and them, then what will happen? People will turn the whole etikaf into one holiday, like, you know what I'm saying? So this type of thing there. So, but I mention it to show that there is some difference of opinion on that issue. You understood? So whether you want to work on 5 hours or 6 hours or 7 hours, that is over the season and all this. I just gave you an estimate, you understood, to show you that there is that difference of opinion. I must remember this kind of things, yeah. So these are the things that I could think of. Oh yeah, ladies' etiquette. Write this down. Very important. Where is that Suleiman? He's listening. Yeah, Suleiman, listen. Inshallah, we get you married in Shawwal. Then next year, your wife says she wants to sit for itikaf, then you must know. You don't have wife this year, but by next year, inshallah, you will have wife. So we can prepare you. So now, a lady who is expecting her menses, she can't sit for itikaf. Just qualified. Right? Or she's in menses already. She can't sit for itikaf. She must be tahira. A lady who is minan nufasa, that she is in her postnatal. She gave birth and now she's still in nifas. So postpartum, postnatal, natal. So you must remember she can't sit for itikaf. You got? So third one. I'm just giving examples. Mawzai, don't get upset now. Your wife, my wife, let's take anybody. So your wife says she wants to sit for itikaf last 10 days. My wife says that she wants to sit. So can she sit? She can't sit. Unless the husband gives permission. You see that? Now what about a bakira? We have our daughter, we have our sister, we have our niece. She's a virgin and she's not married. Now she wants to sit. So whose permission must she take? She must take her father's permission. Biological father. Not stepfather and adopted father and foster father. No. Her own biological father's permission she must take. So we understood that also. So important masail is, huh? So we should know that much also. And why do we say that? Because everyone who, you must remember, made ana, 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 Allah destroyed him. Pharaoh said, ana rabbukum al-a'la, I am your supreme being. And Allah Ta'ala decimated, destroyed him. See? And then Namrud said, ana uhyi wa umit, I give life, I give death. Allah Ta'ala took a small creation, that is, so this, we must remember, mosquito, whatever, and destroyed him. It was ringing in his ears and that. And then you see the third one who said, ana Iblis, Shaitan, ana khayrun min, I'm better than him. Khalaqtani min naar wa khalaqtahu min teen, you created me from fire. And fire, the smoke goes up upwards, and you created him from sand and dust. So now, in a case like that, so you must remember that, you know, it was his pride, his defiance, so Allah expelled him never to see Jannah again. So, darne ka maqam, it is occasion that we should be very, very circumspect and careful. Not we take somebody's masla and we say that this is what we said. We got the evidence, you understood? So nowadays, we every program of mine and that we have it on the, we must remember that CD or what is the other thing you call? That UB, what? UBS or UBS?
USB.
USB and all that. So all that there, you see. So you got it on that and that. So you can listen to it there, the podcast we have and all. So all this is very important for us to learn. Last thing is the, I said for itikaf once in 79. I said before I get married, let me sit. You see. So the youngsters also came, two or three youngsters. But the youngsters, they play in the masjid. So I made like I'm sleeping, like, you know, late at night, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. So the youngster said, now there's one guy sitting for itikaf, we're going to make him frightened. We're going to say we're the jinnat. You see that? So me, I'm watching there from, you know, under the blanket. I don't interfere with all these youngsters, you know. So this, they're sitting for itikaf, but musti also. So he wore that, you understand, chadar, that, you know, that bed sheet, whatever. And he covered himself. And he went to the other guy who was sleeping. And he said, hey, wake up. Me, he tried to change his voice, you know. Me, I'm a jinnat. So that guy, that leaked already, that this guy is coming. He said, you're a jinnat. He gave one good smack, you understand. I just covered myself. I said, now the Damal is going to start. I was saying, me, I was sleeping. I don't know what you'll do. Stood and this type of thing. So you see, sometimes that people sit for itikaf, then it goes into that form of entertainment, fun. And you must remember holiday, carnival attitude. You go there at the back. Now today everything is portable. So they got, you must remember, microwave. Then they got the stove. then they got the fridge, then they got all this microwave, I said. So they got all these gadgets there. Now be honest, they had 5-10 ladies or that, all baligh, 15, 18 years old. They're sitting for etikaf, or they're having a big jol and a big party. What is the story?
Jol and party.
Big jol and party. So we must put a stop to that. Rather, we must remember that, you know, few people sit for the etikaf, and in that way there, we don't trouble anybody else. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala accept everybody's efforts and everyone's itikaf, and Almighty Allah accept our righteous deeds. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka samiul alim. Rabbana taqabbal minna siyamana wa qiyamana wa tilawatana wa jami'a amalina saliha. Rabbana taqabbal minna jami'a amalina saliha ya rabbal alameen. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. So mashallah, Allah Ta'ala qabool for my Allah make easy for all parties. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jamaah.